presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
Ivana Bacic, the Labour leader, is with us on the line. I suspect at this point, Ivana, congratulations are in order.
Well, Garamahagut, Anton, thanks very much. I mean, it is looking incredibly positive. You know, I don't ever like to assume anything, but really we are beginning to see what really is an astounding result, so positive for Catherine. I want to pay immense tribute to Catherine herself, to her team, and to all of the canvassers across the country, the activists who got behind what really did become a movement. And Catherine herself, I think, has rightly used that term. There was an incredible momentum and energy behind her campaign that was becoming increasingly evident. I was running the cross-party campaign in Dublin Bay South, and we saw so many people flocking to it, and we could see that happening across the country. So the energy generated has been immense. The united nature of the campaign, the fact that we've been able to run a campaign with a diverse range of parties behind Catherine, shows the power of the alternative vision for Irish politics that Catherine represents. And I do think this is the start of something very special and very important in Irish politics.
Do you read anything into it in terms of what it says about the capacity of the left to unite?
Well, I have always believed that the left is stronger together. We are stronger together than when we're divided. And that's why in the lead up to the last general election last year, I looked to develop a common left platform. That's why in January of this year, I wrote to the leaders of other parties looking for us to come together to agree a candidate who could represent a united left vision for the presidency. And I'm so pleased that that vision, that ambition has now borne fruit, that we've seen so many parties uniting behind an independent candidate, Catherine, who has represented really such powerful values, such a vision for an Ireland based on equality, an Ireland where housing is resolved, where, as she says, 5,000 children in homelessness does not represent something that is normalised. She's been so powerful on Gaza, on the genocide, on so many other issues that speak to people, particularly younger people. And I think, Anton, you know, this really does represent a new style of politics. Your participants on the show were talking about the use of social media and so on. But this is bigger than just the campaign strategy or tactics. This is about the values of the campaign. This was an entirely positive campaign in which Catherine was articulating her vision and her values consistently and clearly from the start. And that has really resonated with people. And that's why here in the RDS, we're beginning to use the L word, landslide. And, you know, I don't use that lightly, but really the tallying has been incredible. In my own constituency, I've seen boxes where 68% support for Catherine. Even in boxes where there would be a strong Fine Gael vote, we're seeing her coming in ahead. So this is really, really a very important win, and I think it does represent a real change and a seismic shift in Irish politics.
You talk about the level of vote that there is for Catherine Connolly in the boxes that you are seeing. People are commenting on that. They're also commenting on the level of spoils that are appearing in the boxes. What's your take on that?
Yes, I'm alarmed, I will say that, to see the level of spoils again in the boxes I've seen and tallied, and some of the spoiled votes expressing very anti-democratic sentiment, a sort of plague on all your houses view. And I think we have to look at this. We have to interrogate why this is so, why people felt so unrepresented in this election. Now, clearly, some of that is to do with the fact that in the end, there were only effectively two candidates on the ballot paper. But ultimately, we have to be aware also there was an orchestra spoil your vote campaign, and I think that's really damaging to democracy. And at a time when, again, last night we saw a really alarming incident where Mary Lou and canvassers, a cross-party team of canvassers for Catherine, were verbally abused or even assaulted, I think, you know, it's worrying, and I just want to express my condemnation of the assault on the canvassers. You know, I think it's important that we stand firm to defend democratic values, all of us who believe in democracy, and that we really take a strong lead against the politics of the far right, against the politics of those who just are not willing to stand up, to put themselves forward, or to engage in peaceful democratic discourse and debate. I think it's really worrying to see people resorting to violence, to see people resorting to spoiling votes rather than getting out and getting mobilised against politics, but for politics that they believe in. So Catherine's campaign has been entirely positive. The spoiled votes are a concern, but I don't think that should take away from what is going to be, I think, an amazing victory.
Ivana, thank you very much. Ivana Bacic, Labour Party leader.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.